You must begin to think correctly. And death or killing off in any form is not the way out of anything. For be warned, in real life and in this space, there's a lot of clickbait style dangerous content in this realm urging you that you need to die, you need to die, you need to die. In order to grow, you need to kill yourself off. But no. I'm here to rebuke that and warn you to be very careful with that logic and concept. For killing yourself off at any level does not create a way out. Rather, it'll lead to repressed anger, rage, discomfort, insecurity, depression, identity mismanagement, and further exaggerate the role of the ego. For we all have a dark side, and any attempt to eliminate that side of yourself is denying yourself the full and completed version of yourself. And for the record, let me say out loud that I don't recommend or advocate for killing yourself off literally in physical reality, because I know how you fuckers are. And as I briefly touched on, and the intent for which I'll get into in this talk, killing yourself off in any way figuratively on your perceived journey towards self-improvement and the most ultimate you. Now, if you would indulge me, I want to use a movie scene to try and drive towards this point here where I'm going. And it's from the movie Goodfellas. And it's important that you process the words behind the scene and stay with me through this. All right? Just stay with me. And it starts in the bar with Billy Batts. He's a made man, a made Italian man, mafia man. Just got home and is having a drink by the bar with some compadres. And he's having a party to celebrate. Raises his glass, buys a round for the bar. Salud, salud, salud. Everything's all good. And in walks Tommy, played by Joe Pesci. And Tommy is looking like $1 million. The most realized, actualized, and dopest version of himself. Expensive suit and tie. Hair looking all good. I know I don't got no hair. Walking with great posture and attitude. Probably even smells good, right? Beautiful woman in his arm. He says hello to De Niro and Leota, who he's clearly there to spend time and the evening with. And immediately, Batts sees Tommy, who's Joe Pesci, from across the room, and he says, "Hey, look at this. Tommy all dressed up and doing the town." And he calls over for Tommy, wants him to acknowledge and show some respect. Remember that this entire transaction is super key to our talk today. Don't cut yourself off, right? So Batts is like, "Show some respect. It's me, Batts, and I know you, and I know you." Tommy walks over, they embrace. Tommy's like, watch the suit," which I also believe is an interpretation of, "Watch how you touch my mask. I'm Big Bad Tommy," right? And Batts, he mocks him a little bit and says, "Ever so nonchalantly, I've known you all my life. Don't go getting too big on me." And Tommy's like, "Just don't go breaking my balls." And now Batts, he says, "Hey, Tommy, if I was going to break your balls, I would tell you go home and get your shine box." And everybody laughs, and Batts doesn't let off there, right? "This kid was great," he says. "They used to call him Spit Shine Tommy. I swear to God, he makes your shoes look like mirrors. He was the best." Then he toasts again. "Salud, Tommy. Stay with me. Think about what this means. Think about the process of the conversation." Tommy replies, and rather calmly, "No more shines, Billy." Billy's like, "What?" And Tommy reiterates, because he's not having it, that side of him is dead. And so he says, "No more shines, Billy. Maybe you didn't hear about it. You've been away a long time. Maybe they didn't go up there and tell you. I don't shine shoes anymore." Batts is like, "Relax, relax. I'm only kidding. I'm just breaking your balls. We're just having a party. We're having a good time. I haven't seen you in a long time. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you." And again, "Salud. Now go home and get your shine box," right? And just imagine the pain, man, the fury, which leads Tommy to be irate. He's like, "You motherfucking mutt," breaks his glass, "you piece of shit." He's out of his mind. Out of his mind, just losing it. Spit shine Tommy. And the rest is the rest. If you watch the movie, you know that Tommy leaves the bar briefly. Comes back, and he stomps the shit out of old Billy Batts. Almost to death. Sticks him in the trunk of the car. And eventually, buries him. Because he killed him off, right? Buried. And if you watch, you also know that at that moment, when Tommy killed Batts and buried him, Tommy also died. Because the truth are, those deeds you perceive to be done in the safety of darkness always comes to find you. But what's my point? Where am I going with this? Goodfellas. We all have shine box versions of ourselves. All of us. We all have insecure, embarrassing, limited, desperate, ignorant, docile, weak, frightened, and beat down versions. The shine box. We all have ego. And left to itself, ego will immerse itself in the dark side, in the shadow, like a perceived black cloud. And any attempt to bury, put an end, cause the failure or defeat of your darkness, which that happens to mean the definition literally of death, of any version you have ever been, is repressive, is denial, and is you moving towards aloofness. And none of that, none of it, zero, is conducive not just to positive growth, because you can use all your perceived negative life impacts, the shine box, to inspire and motivate you to great heights. It can be leveraged. But what I'm getting at here, Tommy flipped out, right? Sustaining, maintaining, scaling your most realized, maximized, and truest self requires not the death of your dark side, shadow or perceived black clouds. Rather, it's the integration of those qualities that you need to incorporate into a mindset. It is a part of you and must always remain that way. It's the acceptance that even what you succumb to that frightens and embarrasses you must come along for the ride. For better or worse, you are also your shine box. So I agree. Work on change, and change is identified successfully as an evolution. And that which you feel needs to change must remain an integral force. For otherwise, it was done in vain and will forever trigger you. Shine box. Like Batts, it will call on you. It'll tell you it hasn't seen or been with you in a long time. And it'll also tell you, "I know you." And ignoring it, repressing it, killing it off will only make it wait patiently to enrage you, to infuriate you, and will absolutely frustrate you and cause you to revert and lash out at yourself, because you are essentially a ticking time bomb and an imposter. And there is no suit and tie, no woman or man to hold, right? No money or wealth in the world that will ever be able to minimize, excuse, or eliminate you from your truth. So any attempts to the contrary are futile. There is no life and death. And if you can choose to open the door to your heart, which opens the door to full evolution and growth, all emotions, including shadows, dark sides, and black clouds, are accepted and processed through there. You must begin to think correctly. You absolutely need self-improvement, but do not die in the process, because just like the death of Batts, just how it caught up to Tommy, it'll come for you. And at that point, it could be too late. Change your mind, change your life. I am who I say I am. Stay rich.